The view of the global economy from the top.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start in Europe, where there are new signs of trouble this morning. Spain's credit rating has been downgraded again by Standard & Poor's, and new figures show the country's unemployment rate is now 25%. What kind of impact will Europe's problems have on the United States? Well, yesterday in San Francisco, Marketplace's Kai Ryssdal sat down with Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and asked him.
I feel relatively comfortable, and the Fed feels relatively comfortable, that we're in a much better position to withstand the pressures, uncertainty we might face from Europe still. But again, it's important to acknowledge that Europe is a big part of the global economy, and if they were to systematically mismanage their crisis, it would have a material impact on growth, like it did in 2010.
Yeah, 11. Well, yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's necessary. I don't think it's likely, and I think they've made a lot of progress the last few months in trying to bring back a measure of calm to their financial markets.
You saying you're relatively comfortable is not incredibly reassuring.
Well, I'll say it more strongly then. The U.S. financial system is in a very strong position to withstand the foreseeable pressures we might face from Europe.
Kai's entire interview with Secretary Geithner will be on Marketplace later today. But right now, we're going to hear from another big player in the global economy, billionaire businessman Sir Richard Branson, the chairman of Virgin Group. He was in Washington yesterday for a forum hosted by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on how businesses can help solve the world's problems. After he spoke at the summit, Branson sat down for an interview with the Marketplace Morning Report and told us he wants to, quote, screw business as usual.
Well, I wrote a book which is trying to get business leaders all over the world to not just think of how we can make lots of money, which is fine, but to take some of the major problems of the world or some of the local problems of the world, depending on the size of the business, and get out there and tackle them. And I think that if businesses do that, we can help social workers, help politicians get on top of the problems of the world. It's just coming up with ideas which are not just let's make a lot more money by creating a new business, but maybe let's set up an organization to tackle conflicts or to tackle global warming or to tackle diseases in Africa.
Just thinking outside the box is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've always tried to avoid the word thinking outside the box. I don't know why, but yes, in a nutshell, just trying to come up with a different new approach to things. With global warming, you know, let's work with the 25 sectors and let's set up a carbon war room to try to come up with a way of reducing the carbon output of major companies, but at the same time, trying not to damage them as businesses. So, you know, come up with imaginative ways of dealing with the issue.
Well, let me ask you about that, because climate change is obviously one of the issues that's most important to you. But you also run an airline business, which I think some people will look at that and say, well, how can that be? Aren't airlines one of the biggest problems when it comes to climate change?
Airlines certainly pollute, and therefore one of the areas that we've got as top priority is to try to come up with alternative fuels that do not pollute. And also all the profits the Virgin Group take from Virgin America or from Virgin Atlantic or from Virgin Australia, we invest in trying to come up with alternative fuels. So turn the clock forward a few years, the aviation industry hopefully will be one of the cleanest industries in the world rather than a dirty industry.
All the profits that are coming in go to that?
Every penny that the Virgin Group take out of those three airlines, we invest in that area. Now, it's not on a charity basis. I mean, obviously, if we can be powering our planes with clean fuels, we'll have a competitor to jet aviation fuel, and hopefully more people will travel on it. And that's really what Screw Business as Usual is all about. Try to do things for the right reasons, but also try to make sure that you can pay the bills at the end of the year.
You run a private train network in the UK, and I want to ask you, because here in the US, trains have had a really hard time making money. The Amtrak system has had a difficult time. How do you make money with trains, and are you willing to come over to the US and try to do a private network here?
If invited, we'd love to come to the US and see if we can help. And we have looked at Los Angeles to Vegas and Miami to the Keys and one or two other places. But basically, the way I think, transformed a chunk of Britain's rail network was we took over a rundown piece of rail and we've doubled the number of passengers in the last 6 years. So if you offer people a decent service, if you give them internet access, if you have plugs where they can plug in their computers and if you have a smiling, cheerful staff, and if you can travel really quickly, then you can make a success out of the rail business.
So I guess I shouldn't ask you what you think of Amtrak.
I think it's got a little way to go.
Coming up, we'll continue our interview with Richard Branson and ask him if a thrill-seeking, globe-trotting billionaire can get bored with everyday life. But first, a quick check of the markets. Stocks are down 0.4% in Tokyo, up a fraction of a percent across Europe. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 113 points to close at 13,204.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
Okay, now let's get back to our interview with Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Group. Back in the 70s, Branson started his career with a mail-order record business that later morphed into Virgin Music and turned him into a billionaire. I asked him if that kind of success story is still possible.
I don't think it's harder to achieve success today than it was when we started. You know, if you have an idea that's going to make a big difference to other people's lives and other people are not doing it, just say screw it, just do it and get on with it and give it a go. And even if you fall flat in your face, you'll learn so much from it and have a lot of fun, and then you can pick yourself up and try again. But especially with the internet, there's just so many opportunities out there today.
Do you ever get bored with everyday life after all the thrills that you've had?
I think I'd be a very, very, very sad person if I ever said I got bored with everyday life. I have the richest, most fascinating experience and learning every single minute of every single day and loving every minute of it.
Sir Richard Branson is chairman of the Virgin Group. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much. Cheers.
And you can find our full interview with Sir Richard Branson, including his thoughts on how the Obama administration has been handling the U.S. economy. It's all at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.